Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Palfrey moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Palfrey moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Palfrey scores. Robinson scores. Powell moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bulfari moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Bryan and he is out, Causey applying the tag. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunker bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Charles moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Charles moves to third. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-1 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Matthews. Powell reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Bowens moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. Bowens tags and moves to third. Adair tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunker takes first base on ball 4. Wes Stock now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Bowens scores. Adair scores. Bunker moves to third. It's 5-0, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bunker scores. Snyder scores. It's 7-0, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Causey reaches third base with a triple. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey scores. One out. It's 7-1, Orioles. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now playing third base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bunker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Westock. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Rosario reaches second base with a double. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosario moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosario scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 7-2, Orioles. Don Larson now pitching. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Causey moves to second. It's 7-3, Orioles. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Causey scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 7-4, Orioles. Dick Hall now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Orioles. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Santiago Rosario now playing first base. Don Mossy now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Kurt Bulfari. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt bunts towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson is walked intentionally. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 8-5, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bowens hits a ball on the ground into right field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Robinson scores. Powell moves to third. It's 9-5, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Powell scores. It's 10-5, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rosario hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Orioles. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.